Stranger, faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange.
The haunting tones of Jim Morrison and the Doors. Jason's Classica, People Are Strange. 10:06, The Jerry Bader Show. I think it's the first time this year, and I've been on Mike's show, the liberal Mike McFeely. You will note I didn't say radical leftist Mike McFeely, Mike.
Like, you kind of reached an agreement yesterday on my show, Jerry, that I'm not a radical, wacky lefty. I'm just a liberal.
So yeah,
I
you're
can
not
live
a,
with that. I'm fine.
You're
I'm
not
fine
a Madison, way. Berkeley, Portland liberal. You're a Fargo liberal, which...
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I must tell you, I have picked up a couple of listeners, conservative listeners, in Fargo from being on your show, and I'm going to refer to them as Bader's Brigade, because they send me stuff in advance. They want me to be prepared for you. So I appreciate that. Now, Mike is on from 2 to 5 on, it's just KFGO.com, right? The website?
KFGO.com, click on the Listen Live button, or... You can download our KFGO mobile app to your smartphone and carry me all throughout Wisconsin if you'd like.
That's right. We have, and you can get the WTAQ or WSAU app. We have the same thing going on here. So you could do that. So what you need is you need McFeely's minions. See?
I've actually had friends of mine who are of the more rightward persuasion call my listeners and my Facebook friends minions.
Ah!
The minions... seem to defend me to the ends of the earth, especially on social media. So I think they sometimes kind of scare people off, but there's no reason to be scared off.
No, absolutely.
Very nice minions we have.
Whatever your political persuasion, but if you are a liberal who would like to find a like-minded show, Mike is on 2 to 5 on the Mighty 790 KFGO, KFGO.com. All right, I actually have kind of a weird mishmash for you here, and I confess to Mike, he sent me an email. What are we talking about? Whatever I think of between 9:35.
Which has me nervous right now, so well, I'm ready to go. So.
I'm actually going to try to get your liberal perspective on some Wisconsin-ish stuff, because if Scott Walker does run for president, I mean, these things will be out there. Now, his likely opponent, businesswoman as she describes herself, which is kind of a joke, Mary Burke, is criticizing him for trying to attract businesses from across the Illinois border. That's when one of your listeners sent me this from the KFGO.com website, Fergus Falls, Minnesota. The Greater North Dakota Chamber continues to spread its message, this time along I-94 near Fergus Falls. A second North Dakota open for business. You know where they stole that from, don't you?
I think from your state,
I believe. Yes. Billboard has been put up. The first billboard was put up in mid-May along the interstate near Moorhead. And they, of course, they are trying to lure Minnesota businesses to North Dakota, which, quite frankly, with the oil boom, is a pretty good place to go these days. Do you have a problem? The Democratic candidate for governor of Wisconsin says that's wrong to steal businesses from across the border. Your state's doing it. What's your thoughts?
Well, now let me be clear, Jerry. I actually live in Minnesota, and I actually took some offense to the Chamber of Commerce President Andy Peterson in Bismarck saying that North Dakota's open for business. However, let me say this. To me, business is a competition.
Yeah.
And it is not wrong to try to attract business. It's not wrong to try to lure business. I can take issue with Andy Peterson from Bismarck, North Dakota, saying that Minnesota is a terrible place to do business and the taxes are too high and Governor Dayton is a loon. I can take issue with all of that. But when it comes to business, Jerry, no. I'm a capitalist, my friend. It is open competition. And if Wisconsin wants to give some help to businesses from Illinois or Minnesota or North Dakota or Iowa to help them attract business, go for it, brother. It doesn't matter. It's business.
Who's the guy that you just quoted?
Andy Peterson. He's the president of the Chamber of Commerce in North Dakota.
Tell him he's my new hero. Because he got Dayton exactly right.
Andy doesn't like me too much. Andy calls my program sometimes and starts to yell at me on KFGO. So he and I aren't getting along too well these days. But certainly, I can tell him that you like him.
Yeah, absolutely, because Dayton is a loon. I just did a piece, the New York Times actually did a piece contrasting Wisconsin and Minnesota. There's a Duluth foundry that if they could move across the bridge, they would. He is taxing anything that moves. We have the news. This is the other Wisconsin thing I wanted to throw by you. Wisconsin just learned it has a $1 billion tax budget surplus because of the Act 10 reforms by Scott Walker, turned around the disaster that was Governor Jim Doyle. You live in Minnesota, and Mark
yes.
Dayton taxing anything with a pulse, you think that's better than Scott Walker in this short period of time, 3 years, taking a deficit and turning it into a $1 billion budget surplus, and we don't have oil fields?
Minnesota also has projected now to have a $1.3 billion surplus, in part because of some of the taxes that Governor Dayton did levy and the Minnesota State Legislature, but also because Minnesota is a great place to do business and has long outstripped Wisconsin, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, all of its neighbors in attracting and keeping businesses, including, I believe the latest number is at 15 of the top Forbes companies are headquartered in Minnesota, places like Best Buy and Target and 3M and all these great businesses. So Minnesota is open for business, Jerry, always has been and has always outdone our neighbors to the east.
The only thing open in Minnesota is Mark Dayton's hand.
How can you say that?
Oh, come on. I mean, give it time, dude.
Look at the numbers.
Give it time.
People are attracted to Minnesota, the Twin Cities area, because of a dynamic, well-educated population. And the fact is that taxes aren't scaring businesses away.
Oh,
they never have.
They've never seen taxes. Until I saw the New York Times piece, even I didn't realize how nuts he went and the Democrats went in taxes. I mean, it's that. Listen, I'll send you the link.
I did read it, Jerry. Okay. And what has some people concerned, and maybe rightly so, is there are some business-to-business taxes and some farm-related taxes that even Governor Dayton now has said, maybe in the next session here that opens up in a month or so in Minnesota, maybe we need to look at repealing those taxes. We're going to listen to our constituents. We're going to listen to our citizens and consider reeling those back because the state now is in such a strong financial position. So he's not a loon. He's trying to fix the problem that the joke Tim Pawlenty and the Republican legislature put on the state for years and years and years because they wouldn't deal with the problems. They kept kicking the can down the road. Finally, the Democrats, the DFL, got in, took control of state government and said, look, people are not going to be happy with these taxes, but we have to do it. We have to do it to fix our long-term problems. They did it. Will they pay a price the next election? Yeah, maybe, but at least they had the guts to do it and admit there was a problem.
You realize that this is the Detroit way and this is the Illinois way. How has that worked out for them?
It's a whole different situation. We all know that Detroit was a mess in part because of the auto industry and what happened there. Minnesota's a whole different situation, Jerry. I'll bet you my bottom dollar that in 5 or 10 or 15 years, Minnesota will continue to be a strong economic engine. We're just fine in Minnesota. You don't need to worry about us.
Oh, I'm not worried about you at all. I'm just letting businesses in Minnesota know they are actually free to leave.
Absolutely, and rarely do any of them do it. They just don't.
This is
Minnesota.
This is a new phenomenon. They haven't seen this type of taxation. One other thing, because we have to wrap up this segment, but one other thing, and you and I have debated this somewhat before. The National Labor Relations Board this week filed a workers' rights complaint against Walmart. The NLRB right now is just a pro-union bunch of hacks. I mean, they wanted to penalize Boeing for putting a new plant in whatever state it wanted, in a right-to-work state, rather than in Washington state, where they're constantly battling the union. Look, if you leave your job to go protest your employer doesn't have the right to fire you.
Are we talking about the Walmart thing where people took the day off? Yeah, well, if it's a right-to-work state, if it's—
At will.
I'm stumbling here because I'm trying to put the words together that I want to say. I'll agree with you to this, Jerry, that it's awfully tough that when it comes to if you leave your job when you're scheduled to work, it's awfully tough for me to defend that in terms of an employer. I mean, I have a job just like you do. Mm. If I get up and leave my show in the middle of my show— there might be some people in Fargo and in Wisconsin who might be unhappy with me. However, where I will agree with the National Labor Relations Board and many other people looking out for workers' rights is Walmart is terrible to its workers, and many large corporations in this country now are terrible to their workers. And something's got to give at some point to look out for the guy making $7 an hour or $8.
What is the average hourly rate nationally for Walmart employees?
You tell me, because I don't know.
$12.75.
Okay.
All right. Did you see the piece? And I spent like a half an hour, or an hour, a whole hour on it, Jason. That the Walmart health plan is better than anything you can get on the Obamacare exchange.
Oh, and I saw some of that too, but I also saw it debunked by some other websites. It depends which way you lean, which way you spin it. I saw that same thing. Look, if people choose, I said earlier that I'm a capitalist. That if people want to do what they want to do and move where they want to move, they can. If people want to work at Walmart, if that's the job they have, that's the job they have. It's a free market. They are free to leave, Jerry. I'm not trying to say that Walmart has to pay people $100,000 a year and that they deserve this or they deserve that. I just would like to see Walmart possibly maybe treat their workers a little bit better, because there are also studies out there that show that many Walmart workers are also taking social help from counties and states and locales in which they're located. And if that's the case, if people are working full-time jobs, I don't think it's right that they need to go on the public scrolls. We could maybe bump them up a little bit.
Actually, that happens in other industries too. All right, I've just got a couple of minutes here. Quickly put on your sports hat. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, gosh. Got to be Seattle, right? Seattle and Denver? How about that?
Seattle and Denver. I'm going to say two of my least favorite people turn up there, Harbaugh and the Hoodie.
Oh, Harbaugh's entertaining, though.
Oh, annoying.
That you know, with the Niners, that's a big rivalry for the Packers now, but Harbaugh's awfully entertaining to watch. He's a loon. He's a nut. He's crazier in your mind than Dayton, isn't he?
You know, you got me. You win. You've won a point. You've got that one. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend, Jerry and listeners.
Hey, you too. Mike McFeely, the mighty 790 KFGO. I do other things. In fact, we're going to do a Radio Jeopardy in 5. I think I can do this. We went a little longer than I thought, but I still think I can do it. 10:18.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.